Make our Lord smile today.
Let's make him happy. Reír a nuestro Señor hoy.
Oh, would you bow with me, Heavenly Father?
Padre Celestial,
we come to meet with you.
Nos venimos a encontrar contigo.
To gather around your word.
Juntamente con tu palabra.
Your light.
Tu vida.
Your love.
Tu amor.
That reaches out to us.
Lo cual nos alcanza.
Constantly to bring us closer back to you.
Constantemente para traernos para atrás a ti.
That love is manifested.
El amor es manifestado.
And the mercies that are new this morning.
Y las misericordias son nuevas en esta mañana.
Your grace extended to us.
Gracia extendida a nosotros.
And something you put in our hearts.
Algo que ponemos en nuestros corazones.
To believe you.
Para creerte.
To follow you.
Para seguirte.
To desire you.
Para desearte.
To hear your voice.
Para escuchar tu voz.
To leave this world and come into yours.
Para dejar este mundo y venir al tuyo.
To hear your word.
Para escuchar tu palabra.
And something inside of our soul.
Algo dentro de nuestras almas.
Burns.
Arde.
Showing there's a connection.
Mostrándonos la conexión.
There's a love affair.
El asunto del amor.
There's a reality.
Hay una realidad.
That's above everything that we see.
Que está sobre todo lo que miramos y sentimos o escuchamos.
Lord, thank you for that call.
Gracias por ese llamado.
Because that's everything.
Porque eso es todo.
We love you back, Father.
Te amamos.
We love you because you first loved us.
Te amamos porque tú primero nos amaste.
So we'd like to meet with you, Father.
Nos gustaría encontrarnos contigo, Padre.
Under the blood of your Son.
Bajo la sangre de tu Hijo.
Our Lord Jesus.
Nuestro Señor Jesús.
With the promise that wherever two or more are gathered.
Una promesa que donde dos o tres se reúnen.
In your name.
En tu nombre.
You'd be there with us.
Tú estarías ahí con nosotros.
We ask for that now.
Pedimos por eso ahora.
All of these things.
Y todas estas cosas.
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
En el precioso nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks. You may be
seated. Gracias por presentar.
Everybody all right?
Todos bien.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias al Señor.
I've been thinking back.
Pensando de regreso.
Again to.
Una vez más.
The whole thought of kingdom eyes and kingdom ears.
Todo el ojos de reino y corazones de reino.
And seeing the condition.
Mirando la condición.
In the natural.
En lo natural.
And what a mess it is.
¿Y qué enredo es eso?
How important it is to have those kingdom eyes to see beyond the things of the natural.
¿Qué tan importante es tener esos ojos de reino para mirar la importancia?
Okay, into the realms of the spirit of the word of God.
Hacia los reinos de Dios.
And that's why we're here.
Es que
that's why
aquí.
We go before him every single
y
day.
Y por eso es que vamos delante de él cada día.
Because
porque
I think as we get closer,
creo que conforme nos acercamos
I don't
más,
know, Brother Branham, you know, at the end of the message,
del mensaje, el hermano Branham,
perfect faith,
fe perfecta,
the whole message, perfect faith,
todo el mensaje, fe perfecta,
is based on a question. If you say to this mountain,
en la pregunta, si tú le dices a esta montaña,
okay, he says, if you say to this mountain, be moved.
Si tú le dices a esta montaña, que se mueva.
And he said that always sort of got him. He didn't quite understand it.
Dice como que lo había todo el tiempo lo tenía, como que no lo entendía.
So he goes through the message.
Y va del mensaje.
And at the end of the message,
y al final del
he
mensaje,
makes a statement.
Él hace una declaración.
I received a challenge.
Recibí el reto.
Okay, to speak to the mountain.
De hablarle a la montaña.
And God said, "Speak," and I spoke.
Y Dios dijo, habla, y hablé.
And he said, I received the challenge.
Y recibí el reto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now that was faith, perfect
ahora,
faith.
Eso era fe, fe perfecta.
Because he says, I did
dice,
what he told me to do.
Hice lo que él me dijo que hiciera.
And because he told me to do it, I knew okay. It couldn't fail. Right?
Él me dijo que lo hiciera, yo sabía que no podía fallar.
Now you can look up the But sometimes he says you will receive a challenge to come on high.
Usted va a recibir un reto que venga más alto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
How would you respond today?
¿Cómo usted respondería el día de hoy?
Well, so I think as we go on,
pienso que conforme continuamos,
I think we need those kingdom eyes more than ever.
Necesitamos esos ojos de reino más que nunca.
Okay, I keep going back to Joshua and Caleb.
Yendo de regreso a Josué y Caleb.
So, what was it like that day at Kadesh Barnea?
En esos días en Kadesh y Barnea.
We read it all the time in the scriptures.
Leemos todo el tiempo en las escrituras.
Okay, but what was it like that day when they were standing and they heard the good report, but they also heard the bad report? Okay, so now there's giants. They're well trained. They're more. They're bigger. But we're going in.
Pero vamos a entrar.
Now that's the challenge.
Ahora, ese es un reto.
They received the challenge.
Recibieron el reto.
And they had to have eyes
y tenían que tener ojos
on the God that was with them.
Bajo Dios que él estaba con ellos.
Knowing that the God that was with them would perform the word he spoke to them.
Que el Dios que estaba en ellos, right? Iba a cumplir lo que él les había dicho.
And that was more real than anything else.
Y eso era más real que cualquier otra cosa.
It was more real than giants.
Era más real que los gigantes.
It was more real than swords.
Era más real que las
It was more
espadas.
Real than spears.
Más real que los espíritus.
Or whatever else they had.
O cualquier otra cosa que ellos tenían.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So,
entonces,
it amazes me.
Lo que me sorprende.
The faith that these men had.
La fe que estos hombres tenían.
Faith of Abraham.
Fe de Abraham.
Okay, the faith of Noah.
De Noé.
And Moses and all the rest.
Moisés y todo el resto.
And that's the kind of faith we're going to have.
Y ese es el tipo de fe que debemos
tener. More than has ever had.
Que nunca
by anybody at any time.
Por alguien o en algún otro tiempo.
But we know
Pero
that when the time comes,
sabemos que cuando el tiempo venga,
he'll give it.
Él la dará.
Okay, we believe that.
Creemos eso.
Because we can't do anything on our own, right?
Porque no podemos hacer absolutamente nada por
okay.
nosotros mismos.
I want to get into the word this morning.
Quiero entrar a la palabra.
But there's a scripture
mañana.
Here I'd like to go to. God bless you. Have a visitor.
Dios les bendiga.
Nice tenemos to have you.
Bueno tenerlo.
Thank you for coming.
Gracias por venir.
Looking into the scripture.
Mirando hacia la escritura.
In Exodus chapter 19.
En Éxodo 19.
The Lord makes a statement. If you turn in your Bibles there, we won't use this for a text. We got one coming. Okay, Exodus 19.
Exodo 19.
And let's go 4 to 6.
De 4 al 6.
Actually, let's just read 4 because that's my focal point.
Vamos a leer el 4 porque es todo enfoque. ¿Está bien?
Here he is. Where are they?
¿Dónde están ellos?
They're not at the promised land.
No están en la tierra prometida.
They're on their way.
Están en su camino.
But
Pero
he fulfilled their promise
el punto de la
because
promesa.
He told Moses, bring the people to this mountain to worship me.
Porque le dijo a Moisés, trae esta gente a este monte.
So he sent Moses down with a message to the people.
So, él lo hace con el mensaje.
And God wants you
Dios los quiere.
Okay, to deliver you. I'm
Para.
Here.
Liberarlos. Él está
aquí. He's here. I'm.
Él está
he's
aquí.
Here and I'm here.
Él es aquí y yo estoy aquí.
Well, who are you?
No, ¿quién eres tú?
Okay. So.
Entonces.
Here we are at the base of Mount Sinai.
Aquí estamos a la base del Monte Sinai.
And God makes something that's really quite startling.
Y Dios hace algo.
Because He has given us His view.
Porque él nos ha dado su vista.
And that's what we're missing so many times. We have our view.
Muchas veces tenemos
okay.
nuestra vista.
But God's given us his.
Pero Dios nos está dando su vista de él.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 4.
Versículo 4.
You have seen.
Vosotros visteis.
What I did.
Lo que hice.
Unto the Egyptians.
A los egipcios.
And how I bear you on eagle's wings.
Y cómo os tomé sobre alas de águila.
And brought you to myself.
Y os he traído a mí.
All right.
¿Está bien?
Now here's the prophet.
Ora, aquí está el profeta.
From the message, God who is rich in mercy.
Del mensaje, Dios, quien es rico en misericordia.
We find now that God was merciful to Moses out there at the Red Sea.
Sabemos que Dios era misericordioso a Moisés ahí en el mar muerto.
Okay, then when he said in Exodus 19:4,
en Éxodos 19:4,
he said, I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
Los llevé en alas de águila y los traje a mí mismo.
Now listen to what he says.
Ahora escucha lo que él dice.
There were other men in the middle of the sea out there.
Había otros hombres ahí en el medio del mar.
Then they were trying to impersonate.
El hombre estaba tratando de personificar.
Okay, so there's hundreds and who knows, thousands in the middle of the sea, but these walked right through it.
En el medio okay. Del mar, pero estos
he carried them on eagle's wings.
Él los llevó en alas de águila.
Now God always likens his prophets to eagles.
Ahora, Dios todo el tiempo compara a sus profetas con
and what
águilas.
Was it?
¿Y qué era?
Moses was his messenger.
Moisés era su mensajero.
Don't let me lose you. Okay.
No me deje que lo pierda.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Moses was his messenger.
Moisés era su mensajero.
They were following Moses.
Estaban siguiendo a Moisés.
And that was the eagle's wings that they were carried on.
Y esos eran las alas de águila en la cual ellos eran llevados.
Because he was packing God's message.
Porque él estaba empacando el mensaje de Dios.
Okay, man's viewpoint.
El punto de vista de los hombres.
Here I am.
Aquí estoy.
My name is Reuben or
mi nombre es
something.
Rubén, o algo.
Pick any name you want, good old Jewish name.
Nombre
and I'm a slave.
Y soy un esclavo.
And I got a family.
Y tengo una familia.
Life is hard.
Me gusta su corazón.
We've been here 400 years.
Hemos estado aquí 400 años.
Okay, go back in your ancestry 400 years.
Ahora regrese usted a sus ancestros 400 años atrás.
How well do you remember anything back there?
¿Qué tan bien recuerda usted algo allá atrás?
So what kind of message was carried down from generation to generation.
Fue llevado de generación a generación.
That you are God's chosen people.
Ustedes son los, gente escogida
and after
de Dios.
400 years, he's going to deliver you.
Y después de 400 años, él los va a
deliver. Golgoth probably got lost in this big fog bank, didn't it?
Tal vez se perdió en todo esto, ¿correcto?
So here's Reuben.
So aquí está Rubén,
slaving away.
Aquí.
And all of a sudden, this strange man comes over.
Este hombre entrenado viene.
And he starts doing miracles.
Y comienza a hacer milagros.
But I got a question for you.
Pero tengo una pregunta para ti.
When he spoke,
cuando él habló,
frogs or flies or
ranas,
whatever,
o moscas,
who was around him that heard him say those words?
¿Quién estaba alrededor de él que lo escucharon decir esas palabras?
Doesn't say, does it?
No dice, ¿correcto?
It just says he spoke.
Entonces solo dice que él habló.
So what was the position of the people?
Entonces, ¿cuál era la posición de la gente?
How many people were there?
¿Cuánta gente había ahí?
How many Israelites were there in Egypt by that time?
Israelitas estaba ahí en Israel en ese tiempo.
Huh? Excuse me. Yeah, a couple million. Did they have loudspeaker systems? Did they have texts?
Tenían textos y
2 million people around, and how many heard Moses speak?
De gente, ¿y cuánta de ellos escuchó a Moisés hablar?
And yet they heard
y a pesar de
this man spoke.
Este hombre habló.
Well, yeah, right.
Sí, correcto.
Well, why should we believe that?
Bueno, ¿por qué deberíamos
this was a natural occurrence.
Esta es una ocurrencia natural.
Right?
Correcto.
Just like today.
Así como hoy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's just fake. Why should we believe this guy?
No es correcto. ¿Por qué creería yo esto?
And they keep hearing more.
Y ellos escuchan más
and
y más
keep
y
hearing
más.
More.
Y más y más y más.
And then finally they come to this point.
Y finalmente llegan a este punto.
Moses.
Moisés.
Doing more things. Hey, there's more interesting things going
haciendo
on.
Cosas más y
and
más
we hear that this man is telling us God is here.
Y este hombre nos está diciendo que Dios
and
está
this
aquí.
Man is telling us that God is here to deliver us.
Está aquí para liberarnos.
So they go through this process. They don't have the Holy Ghost.
No tienen el
they're Jews.
Santo. Son judíos.
They don't have this indwelling spirit.
No tienen este, lugar para habitación.
So they have their own mind.
So tenían entonces
they have their own reasoning.
Su propio razonamiento, su propia mente.
Should we pay any attention to this guy? Come on, go through the steps.
¿Prestaríamos atención a este hombre? Piense.
What is he saying? Should we believe him? Why should we believe him?
Or
do we know that these things really were spoken word miracles? So they go through this process, and finally, there's a night that comes, and they hear screaming all through the night. Okay, did they see that angel of death that was in the land? Probably not see him, but they heard the results of him being there. So there was something that convinced them, yeah, we're going to leave everything we know. Okay? And we're going to go, we don't know where. We don't know how far. We don't know what, how we're going to get there. But we're following a man to get there. Right, Brother Daniel? Okay. Now, something inside them connected them to the words of Moses, and they made this decision, I'm going to follow. True or not true? Sound reasonable? Okay.
Está bien.
I want you to notice God's words.
Quiero que se dé usted cuenta de las palabras de Dios.
God's words in Exodus.
En Éxodo.
Well, I saw you guys struggling over the word and whether you should believe or not, and I noticed that you finally believed, so... What did he say? What did he say?
¿Qué dice?
What is God's view of what happened?
¿Qué es la vista de Dios de lo que pasó?
God's view of what happened was,
lo que pasó fue,
I bear you. I carried you.
Los llevé, los cargué.
On what?
¿En qué?
How does that happen, Sister Karen?
¿Cómo eso aconteció, hermana Karen?
What did the prophet say those eagle's wings were?
¿Qué lo que profeta dice que esas alas de águila eran?
Huh? What?
¿Profetas?
The words of the prophet.
Las palabras del profeta.
I carried you.
Los llevé.
Tell me words don't have wings.
Dígame que las palabras no tienen alas.
Tell me that dígame when something happens
cuando algo pasa,
and you say to God,
y usted le dice a Dios,
okay,
está bien?
There's something inside of me,
algo dentro de mí,
saying there's
diciendo,
something there.
Ahí hay algo ahí.
I must listen,
escuchar,
I must obey.
Tengo que obedecer.
That God does something in the supernatural
Dios
realm.
Algo en el, reino uh-huh. supernatural.
And you, in your own mind, think
en tu propia mente
it was
piensas,
me.
Era yo.
I made these decisions.
Yo hice estas decisiones.
I'm going to follow.
Voy a seguir.
I'll follow.
Seguiré.
I'll listen.
Escucharé.
I'll obey.
Obedeceré.
Right.
Correcto.
God says no.
Dios dice no.
I bear you.
Yo te llevé.
I carried you
te llevé
on words spoken from a man.
En palabras habladas.
And the power that was in those words
poder que estaba en esas palabras,
by my spirit
por mi espíritu,
was so amazing
era tan
sublime, it parted seas.
Que partió mares.
Thousands of men are in those waters, but you aren't.
Millones de gentes en esas aguas, pero
and I brought
estás?
You here.
Y te traje aquí.
Now, come on.
Ahora piense.
Isn't that quite amazing?
¿No es eso sublime?
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Stop and think about that.
Para y piense acerca
so
de
God's view so versus man's view
la vista de Dios
is what he's done.
Y la vista del hombre es lo que la hecho.
Something in the spirit,
algo
something
espíritu,
that carries
algo
you
que lo lleva
in a word
en una palabra,
above the circumstances, no matter
no importa
how horrific those circumstances
qué tan
are.
Horribles esas circunstancias son.
Now, is this what happened to Joshua?
Ahora esto es lo que le pasó a José.
And Caleb?
¿Está bien? A Caleb.
What about me and you?
¿Qué acerca de usted y yo?
So, this is very similar,
es muy similar
to Jesus.
A Jesús.
Let's go to John 13 again.
Vamos a Juan 13 una vez más.
Okay. Now, they were just part way. They had only gone to Mount Sinai when God told them that, okay? And they still had a journey to the promised land. So here is Jesus with his disciples, and they're just part way. haven't received the Holy Ghost yet,
no han bien recibido el Espíritu Santo,
but they've
todavía
come this far. So llegado, in John chapter 13,
así de lejos, so Juan 13,
now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father,
antes de la fiesta de la Pascua, sabiendo Jesús que su hora había llegado para que pasase de este mundo al Padre,
having loved his own which were in the world,
no me había amado a los suyos que estaban en el mundo,
he loved them to the end.
Los amó hasta el fin.
Now, come on, isn't that precious?
Piense, ¿no es eso precioso?
Okay, now what does that love mean?
¿Qué, ahora, qué
what does it mean?
Significa?
Okay, let's go to John 17 again.
Vamos a 17 ahora. Juan 17.
Now here is God,
ahora, aquí está Dios,
and here are some men,
y aquí hay algunos hombres,
and these men are going in the, about their business.
Y estos hombres, están haciendo sus
fishermen, tax collectors, whatever.
Pescadores,
we don't know what the rest were.
Coleccionistas de taxes.
And they hear a voice.
Y escucharon una voz,
and this voice says,
y esta voz dice,
follow me.
Síganme.
And they said,
y ellos dijeron,
well, I think I'm going to.
Pero creo que voy a seguirte.
And the people around them say,
y la gente alrededor de
are you crazy?
Decían, ¿estás tú loco?
Why would you do something like that?
¿Por qué harías algo así?
Why would you leave your job,
¿por qué dejarías tu trabajo,
or family,
o familia,
or whatever you're doing?
O lo que quiera que sea que estabas
haciendo.
Okay,
now who's going to pay your bills?
Ahora, ¿quién va a pagar tus biles?
Okay, now who's going to take care of you?
¿Quién se va a encargar de ti?
What are you following this guy for?
¿Por qué estás siguiendo a este hombre?
Because something inside me tells me to.
Algo dentro de mí me dice que lo haga.
So here we have a very similar,
de aquí tenemos algo más
okay,
similar,
to Exodus 19.
A Exodus 19.
Moses and Jesus.
Moisés y Jesús.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
We've spent a lot of time here.
Pasamos mucho tiempo aquí.
Okay. Verse 6.
17:6.
Okay. He says, now I have manifested thy name to the men you gave me.
He manifestado tu nombre a los hombres que
thine they were,
tuyos
and you gave them me.
Y me los diste.
And they have kept they,
y
thy word.
Guardado tu palabra.
Okay, and they have known that all things whatsoever you have given me are thee.
Y ahora han conocido que las cosas que me has dado proceden de ti.
Now look at verse 8.
Ahora mire versículo 8.
And I gave them the words which you gave me,
porque las palabras que me diste,
and they received them,
les he dado, y ellos
and they
recibieron.
Know surely that I came out from thee.
Y han conocido verdaderamente que salí de ti.
So here's God's view.
Aquí está la vista de Dios.
God's view,
la vista de Dios,
versus man's view.
En contra de la
man's view,
vista del hombre.
I'm going
la
along,
vista del hombre.
I'm minding my own business,
yo estoy por mí mismo,
doing out, going out fishing,
cosas.
And I hear this voice, says, follow me. Should I? My, that's a pretty big decision. Can I have some time to think about that? Leave my fishing boats? Leave my tax collector job? Leave this? Leave that? But something says I should follow. So I follow. God's view. Go to that man. Go to that man. You tell him to follow you because I've chosen him before the foundation of the world. And that man that I'm sending you to say that to is going to believe you because something that you say is going to ring so true inside of his soul that he can't leave it alone.
Que él no puede dejarlo,
he can't forget about it.
No se puede olvidar de
he
ello.
Cannot dismiss it.
No puede dejarlo.
He can't run away from it.
No puede correr de ello.
There's only one thing he has, and
solo
that's
una cosa es lo que tiene,
I have
es,
to
tengo que
surrender to it.
Rendirme a ello.
Correct?
Correcto.
Isn't it interesting?
Es, no es interesante.
Man's view, God's view.
La vista del hombre y
man's view,
Dios.
Oh, look what I did.
La vista del hombre. Oh, mira lo
God's
que
view. Oh, I bury you on the words of this prophet.
Te llevé en las,
I carried you above
te
danger.
Llevé sobre el
I gave you above, carried you above life-threatening
te llevé
threats from the enemy.
Las amenazas y cosas de aquí, de los
okay,
hombres.
I carried you through the Red
te llevé
Sea.
A través del Mar Rojo.
Now the same thing is happening to
lo
these men.
Mismo está pasando a estos hombres.
And look at what he said
mira
in verse 11 and 12.
11.
Now these words, I don't know about you, but these are so precious to me. They're so wonderful. Now look what he says. Verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name
A los que me has dado,
those who you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
Para que sean uno así como nosotros.
While I was with them in the world,
cuando estaba con ellos en el mundo,
I kept them.
Yo los guardaba.
Question for you.
Pregunta para usted.
Go ask those guys. Pregunta walking esos down the road.
Hombres, caminando en el camino.
What are we doing today?
¿Qué estamos
Where
haciendo?
Are we going?
¿A dónde vamos?
I don't know.
No lo sé.
How many of you watched some serious episodes of The Chosen?
¿Cuántos han mirado los episodios de los escogidos?
Okay, can you picture these guys?
¿Puede usted imaginar estas personas?
What are we doing? I don't know.
¿Qué estamos haciendo? No lo sé.
Why are we doing this?
¿Por qué estamos haciendo esto?
Can't explain it.
¿Puedes explicarlo?
But I can't do anything else.
Pero no puedo hacer nada más.
Where are we going?
¿A dónde vamos?
I don't know.
No lo sé.
But all the time God was choosing them, and all the time God was putting something in their hearts, and all the time God was keeping each one of them. Isn't that beautiful? How about me and you? Huh? I kept them in thy name. Those, now look at what's the next phrase. Those what? That thou, yeah.
A los que me has dado.
You gave them to me.
Tú me los has dado.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Yeah. Look at verse 6 again. Go back to 6.
Regresa
the last seis. Half.
La última mitad de la parte.
Thine they were.
Tuyos eran.
And you gave them me.
Y me los diste.
That's what Jesus, that's what God has done to us.
Eso es lo que Dios ha hecho con nosotros.
He's brought us to his word, which is him.
Nos trajo a su palabra, la cual es él.
Daniel, I gave you him.
Daniel, te di a él.
Well, no, bueno, you don't understand.
No,
I went through this process and I believed and I heard and I got these tapes.
Y yo escuché los tapes de él.
No, he made sure those tapes came to
you.
He made sure you got a hold of a Bible. He made sure somehow, some way, that he would bring you into the word of the hour. He was keeping you the whole time. Beautiful, isn't it? Okay, in verse 6, he said, you gave him me. In verse 12, he says, those that thou gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost. Don't you think he's going to say the same thing about you?
No, usted piensa que va a decir la misma cosa
and me?
Usted?
Huh? I'm not going to lose one.
No te voy a perder
I can't.
Uno. No puedo.
Because I'm keeping you.
Porque te estoy guardando.
Thou gavest them me. Okay, none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
Sino el hijo de perdición para que la escritura se cumpliese.
Okay, isn't that beautiful?
¿No es hermoso?
My goodness.
Dios mío.
So here is all of these beautiful things.
Aquí están todas las cosas hermosas.
Think of that.
I
bear them. I carried them.
Los
I carried them on eagle's wings.
Los llevé en alas de águila.
And the power,
y el poder,
when you take that word into your soul,
esa palabra hacia su alma,
when you accept it and believe it and embrace
cree,
the word of God
abraza, la palabra
into
de
your
Dios,
soul,
hacia su alma,
he lifts you. There's a spiritual happening that goes on.
Que está
okay.
Está bien.
Go back.
Regrese.
Here's Reuben and his family.
Aquí está Reuben y su familia.
They just walked out of whatever city they were in Egypt.
Acaban de salir de la
They're
ciudad,
headed
la,
towards
en
the Red Sea. And they hear
y escucharon.
The army is behind them
in
Pharaoh's
el
Egypt.
Está detrás de ellos con el ejército de Faraón.
Marianne, how spiritual do you think Reuben felt that day?
Marianne, ¿cómo piensas que se sentía tan espiritual en ese día?
Do you think he had any revelation whatsoever that he was flying in a spiritual realm? Did he feel that way?
Espiritual.
Lenore, how do you think he felt?
¿Cómo piensas que se sintió?
Sis, a little bit?
Un poquito, hermana.
I'm going to put an army behind you and you just say a little bit.
Voy a poner un ejército detrás de ti y tú tan solo dices tampoco.
Just a little bit.
Tan solo
right, Derek?
Correcto, Derek?
There you go.
Ahí está.
Okay, my point is,
mi punto es,
there were words accepted and then there were words believed in both cases. In Exodus and in John, and in those words was the power of God. Come on, think about that. to lift him up above, even though they were not aware of it. Were the disciples aware that the Spirit of God was choosing them and keeping them? They never even wrote of that, did they?
Ni siquiera escribieron eso, correcto?
Were they aware of that?
Estaban ellos conscientes de ello.
Just like you and I are unaware of so many things,
que no estamos conscientes
that the Spirit of God is there, and he's, because of the,
y por causa
there's de power eso, in that word.
Hay poder en esa palabra.
My whole point
todo mi punto,
this morning,
esta mañana,
if you can just remember this,
si tan solo usted puede recordar esto,
God is in his church.
Dios está en su iglesia.
No, brother.
No, hermano.
God is in his word.
Dios está en su palabra.
And here is that reality of that God in that
Dios
word that is accepted.
Palabra,
here comes an army. It doesn't make any difference.
En un ejército, eso no hace
here comes a Red Sea. That doesn't make
aquí
any difference.
Mar Rojo.
Here
no
comes all kinds of problems. It
aquí
doesn't make any difference. Why?
No hace
I'm carrying you on those words.
Estoy
don't you love the Lord?
No,
huh?
Señor, eh?
Isn't he wonderful?
¿No es maravilloso?
Oh, goodness sakes. So for how about me and you?
¿Por qué de usted y yo?
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1.
Primera de Pedro, capítulo 1.
Yeah.
Sí.
First Peter 1.
Primera de Pedro. Uno.
Yeah.
Sí.
Verse 3.
Versículo tres.
Read it out loud with me,
léalo
would you?
Conmigo.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again to the lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Bendito el Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, que según su grande misericordia nos hizo renacer para una esperanza viva por la resurrección de Jesucristo de los muertos.
To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. Reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. Through a revelation, through a word unto salvation, ready to be revealed at this last time, and there's, we could go into that. We're kept. You are kept. Okay? Do you love the Lord? Man's view, God's view. Man's view, oh my goodness. Wasn't that a mighty decision? God says, no, I bury you. Disciples. Oh, you know, I had to leave my fishing nets and everything I knew.
Cosas para pescar.
No.
Redes para pescar.
God gave you me.
Él me dio.
And then God gave me you.
Y él me dio a ti.
And God put it in your heart to believe my words.
Dios puso en tu corazón que creyeras.
And so all the dangers and toils and troubles you're going in.
Problemas y peligros, ¿tú sabes?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Sí,
I'll carry
contigo.
You over.
Yo te
that's
llevé
the power of
ellos.
Words. Tell
ese
me.
Es el poder de Dios.
Come on, brothers.
De las palabras. Dígame.
Words have wings, don't they?
Palabras tienen alas, yeah. ¿No es así?
Yeah, they sure do. Okay.
Sí, sí lo hacen.
Let's go for a text for today.
Vamos a
let's go to 1 Thessalonians.
Primera de Tesalonicenses.
Chapter 2. Wonderful, wonderful God we serve.
Capítulo 2.
Would you stand with me, please? In honor of the word. Okay. Paul.
Pablo.
To the Thessalonians.
A los Tesalonicenses.
Okay. He was only with these people 3 weeks.
Él estuvo solamente tres semanas con
but
esta
he
gente.
Saw something inside of them.
Pero miró algo dentro de ellos.
And they had ears to hear and eyes to see.
Oídos para escuchar y ojos para
so
ver.
We're getting, okay, God is in his word.
So Dios está en su palabra.
And his word is in his men.
Y su palabra está en sus
and God's people recognize eternal life
Dios
in human flesh.
Reconoce vida eterna.
True or not true? Okay. So here they are.
So aquí están.
And here's this man.
Y aquí está este hombre.
His name is Paul.
Su nombre es Pablo.
Who knows what he looks like or smells like or dresses like.
Cómo se mira, cómo
but when
huele,
he speaks, something is there.
Pero cuando él habla,
verse 13.
Versículo 13.
Okay, for this cause. For this cause. Well, we have to go back there.
Por lo cual, bueno,
let's go to verse 12.
Vamos al versículo 12.
That you would walk worthy of God. Verse 12.
Encargamos que anduvieses como
who hath called you unto
Dios,
his kingdom.
Que os llamó a su reino.
Now that's right for me and you. We're called unto his kingdom. And what's the next word?
¿Cuál es su palabra?
What's his glory?
Gloria. ¿Cuál es su gloria?
What does it mean that we're called unto his glory, Laura?
¿Qué significa que somos llamados a su gloria?
You just set yourself up there, sis.
Te acabas de poner ahí, hermana.
Called unto his glory.
Llamados a su gloria.
For all have sinned and come short of the of,
han llegado a estar cortos de
of the glory of God, right?
La gloria de Dios, correcto.
So now he's bringing us back to that which we missed.
Regresando de regreso
is that true?
Que nos perdimos
eso, called ¿verdad? Us back to his glory, his essence of what he
gloria,
is, sons.
Esencia de lo que le es.
Okay, now for ahora, this cause,
por esta causa,
because what God is doing,
por lo que Dios está haciendo,
because of what God's plan is for
Dios
this cause,
planeando por esta causa,
also we thank God without ceasing,
Dios sin cesar,
because when you receive the word of God which he heard of us,
damos gracias que cuando recibiste la palabra de Dios que oíste de nosotros,
read it out loud.
Léalo conmigo.
You received it not as the word of men,
la recibiste, no,
but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe.
La palabra de Dios, la cual okay. En vosotros los creyentes.
They recognized eternal life in an uneternal vessel, correct?
Reconocieron lo eterno en un
and they heard
eterno.
The words and they
escuchamos
said, these are not the words of a man, they're the words of God through that man. Amazing, right?
Sublime, ¿no es así?
Okay, go back to Galatians.
Vamos de regreso a Galatas.
Chapter 4.
Galatas 4.
The seed of God recognizes the word of God, eternal life, in an uneternal vessel. They just, okay? Galatians chapter 4.
Galatas 4.
And let's go to 13.
Vamos al 13.
Okay, Paul speaking to the Galatians.
Pablo hablando de
you know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached
pues
the gospel unto you at the first.
Enfermedad del cuerpo os anuncio el evangelio. Al principio.
Read 14 out loud with me, would you?
Conmigo.
And my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Jesus Christ.
Y no me despreciaste ni rejectaste por la prueba que tenía en mi cuerpo, antes bien me recibiste como un ángel de Dios, como a Cristo Jesús.
Okay, thanks. You may be seated.
Gracias, se pueden sentar.
God's man for men.
En nombre de Dios.
Hebrews, who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
Hebrews chapter 5.
Hebreos 5.
I'll read it real quick here. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God that he might offer gifts and sacrifices for sins, speaking of the Lord Jesus and those to whom the Lord Jesus came in. Okay. We went through some scriptures. Now, I started a few weeks ago to get into Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, which was puzzling, but not so bad. So let's go to Colossians 2.
Vamos a Colosenses 2.
You'll need your Bibles open. Keep them open on your laps today. Colossians 2:12.
Colosenses 2:12.
Buried with him in baptism, wherein you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God.
Resucitados con él en el bautismo, en el cual fuisteis también resucitados con él mediante la fe en el poder de Dios que levantó a los muertos.
Who hath raised him from the dead?
Que los levantó de los
how
muertos.
Is it that I'm raised with
¿cómo
Christ
es que yo estoy resucitado?
Through the faith of
a través de la fe de
how God operates or what he operates.
¿Cómo Dios opera,
or
que opera,
who does he operate? How do I find where his operation is? How do I know what that is? Okay, and we saw last time
miramos eso la última
that vez. That word is really where he puts his energy.
que realmente donde pone su
well, he puts it in me, he puts it in you.
La pone en usted, la pone
but
en mí.
How did he get to his people?
¿Cómo él viene a su gente?
How did he bear those people on eagle's wings?
¿Cómo él llevó a esa gente en águilas de águila?
Where was the eagle's wings that he bore them? They were words. What words?
Eran palabras.
What about the disciples?
Que de los discípulos.
Jesus said, you gave them me.
Jesús dijo, tú me
the men, they believed what you came out of my mouth.
Creyeron lo que salió de mi
there
boca.
Was just a few of them, wasn't
pero
there?
Salieron unos cuantos de ellos, ¿no es así? Sí.
11 at the time.
11 en ese tiempo.
Because one didn't.
Porque uno no lo hizo.
The son of perdition.
El hijo de perdición.
But the others believed.
Pero los otros creyeron.
And so many believed for a little bit.
Y muchos creyeron
as long
muy
as
poco
it helped
tiempo.
Life in this flesh, then they didn't believe. When it went to the world, same thing. Okay, so here, where is the operation of God? Where are those words? Okay, so I'm going to, everywhere that word operation or energy was, we're going to look up. There's just a few, so let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. And that's the first place I'm going to choose. Okay, verse 17 to 20.
Uno.
Okay.
One.
Ephesians chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Verse 17. Now, there's three. What, if you ever are wondering,
si usted se está preguntando,
what, because the prophet says we need revelation more than anything. Is that what he said?
Dice que necesitamos revelación más que nunca.
Okay, and that's what he told us. And he said, if you want to know,
y dice, usted quiere saber,
revelation is not head. Knowledge,
no es conocimiento
although it has to start there.
A pesar que tiene que
okay,
ahí.
And that's why Hebrews 10,
pero es que Hebreos 10
verse 14, he writes his word on my, in my head
él escribe su palabra
and my heart.
Y mi corazón.
Okay,
¿está bien?
There has to be a process. Tiene Brother Branham talks about that. It starts in my head and goes down to my heart.
Comienza en mi cabeza y baja mi
okay,
corazón.
You got to have some mentality to receive something.
Alguna mentalidad para
so if you're wondering, what about revelation? Go to write down this Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 3 and chapter 4. Revelation. And it's very, very interesting because Ephesians 1 is the revelation of the Father. Ephesians chapter 3 is the revelation of Christ. And chapter 4, Ephesians 4, is the revelation of the Son. Okay, so here's the first place. Now, every single place, just fast forward to get this nutshell view of that. Everyone comes with a promise of what he's going to do through that revelation. Okay. Through the revelation of the Father, chapter 1, 17 through 23, you're filled with resurrection power, the same power that he raised Christ. Okay, and brings you to that, in that power is his headship as a gift. That's grace. Chapter 3 is the revelation of Christ, which we'll get into. And with that comes the fullness of God.
La totalidad de Dios.
Okay, that you might be filled with
Dios.
The fullness of God.
Lleno,
what is chapter 4? Revelation of the Son. What
Lord.
Is the promise there? Okay, and unto a perfect man to the fullness of the measure of the stature
perfecto,
of Jesus Christ.
Estatura,
so there's the whole thing complete. Revelation
completa.
Upon revelation. As our prophet taught us, it's word upon word upon word upon word, right? But look what happens. It's taking you from a simple believer, okay, and it's taking you into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. So the whole message is there in a sense. But here's where the first word for word.
Okay.
Okay. Ephesians 1.
Ephesians 1.
17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Okay, epigenosco, experiential knowledge. Verse 17, knowledge. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know experientially what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance, with a revelation gets a flood of, hey, God telling you, hey, I want to give you this. Hey, I want to give you this. Hey, I have more for you. Hey, I'm bringing you waters out of the bottomless wells of salvation to you that always has more. Okay, so if you're at a place, I know it, I don't need any more. You haven't been to the revelation of the Father yet. Okay, and you're going to have this, look at verse 19, exceeding greatness of power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Wow! You mean the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is a promise that with the revelation of the Father, he's going to have that same resurrecting power in me? That's exactly what I need. I need that resurrection power. I need that power that brings life out of death, or life from death, right? There it is. He's bringing us to the image of Christ and to back into the Adam position before the fall. Okay. Now here is this, that word working. The working is the word, same word that's in Colossians 2:12, operation. So where is God working? He's working in his revelation. He's working in Christ. He's working in Christ being my head. Okay. Yeah. God's man for men. He puts his energy in some man for you and for me. Is that the word of God? Now here, I think, let's go to chapter 3. I'm going to try to get these to you today. Chapter 3 is amazing. If you say, and you run into somebody who says, I don't understand this message. Why do we need a prophet? I got Jesus because that's the typical Pentecost. I don't need that. I got Jesus. Look at this. Look at chapter 3. So chapter 1 again was a revelation of the Father. Chapter 3 is a revelation of Christ, which is God's anointing. And where is that energy? Where is that anointing? Okay. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, okay, for you Gentiles, I am a prisoner for you. Did you hear that? God's man for men. I am a prisoner for your sake. Now, what did we say before? When God calls a man for men, it's always at that man's expense. He suffers, he sacrifices, he goes through the pain so that you may be benefit from it. Always, every case, what prophet did they not kill? Okay? And Jesus, the supreme, our sacrifice, of course, they murdered and killed, crucified. So here again, after the resurrection, it's God in again. After the resurrection, it's always God in. Remember those two words, God in. Okay, God's man for men. Okay, let's start again. For this cause, I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you, for you, God's man for men. If you have heard, okay, break it down by just phrases. Phrase one, if you have heard of the dispensation
de la dispensación,
of the grace of God,
de la gracia de Dios,
what are the next four words? Which is given what?
Que,
Oh, that's not right. God doesn't do that. Oh, no, that can't be. Why wouldn't he give it directly to me? Look at this is the eagle age, and this is the messenger to that eagle age. This is God giving the word to the people through his vessel. Okay? So that he can bear them on eagle's wings again.
Para que los pueda llevar en águila,
eagle
en
age.
De águila, la edad del águila.
Let's start verse 2 again.
Vamos a comenzar versículo dos una vez más.
Phrase by phrase.
Palabra por palabra.
If you have heard.
Si es que has oído.
Dispensation.
La administración
of the grace of God.
De la gracia de Dios.
Which is given to me.
Que me fue dada.
What's the next two words?
Bueno, son los siguientes
verse 3.
Dos.
To you.
Para
to your word.
Con vosotros, para ustedes.
Well, why would God do that?
Pero ¿por qué haría Dios
I don't like the way he does it.
No me gusta
he shouldn't do it that way.
No debería de hacerlo
I'm perfectly
estoy
able to receive it myself. He should just give it to me.
Yo mismo. Me lo puede dar a mí.
You want to tell God to mind his own business?
Le quiere decir a Dios que
good
se
luck to you.
Ocupa de sus propios negocios.
So do you see how perfect this
¿Qué
is?
Tan perfecto esto es?
God's man for men. And those who have eternal life in them. Okay, John 17.
Juan 17.
The men you gave me believed that I came from you and went back, going back to you. The words you gave me, Father, I gave them. Right? And they believed them. Why? Because they were sent from you to me to receive them. Same thing with you today. Okay, God calling you because something's in your heart to receive the word of God. Look at Ephesians 3. Same thing. Here's Paul. Did Paul ask to be an apostle? Paul, you're going to bear my name to the... So Ananias comes to him in Acts chapter 9. I have to show Paul.
Tengo que mostrarle a Pablo.
What do we have to show him? Oh, Paul, you're going to be exalted.
Pablo, tú vas a ser
oh, Paul, everybody's going to love you.
Pablo, todos te van a amar.
What did Ananias tell Paul? I have
Ananias
to show him what things you're going to suffer for my name's sake.
Que tenía que okay? Por mi nombre.
So when God calls a man and uses bueno, that man for Dios the sake of others, it's always... at that man's hurt and natural expense, but there's a love between him and his God that calls him and captivates him and makes him a bond slave that he can't do anything else. Are you with me? So, if you're testifying of what God is doing in this day, at this time, and they say, this isn't scriptural, you just take them to the scripture and you read it in front of them and say, well, what about this? Is this God's pattern? Did God do this? Let's read it again, verse 2. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, for you. How I wrote that by revelation he made known who was the revelation given to. God is in his word. Well, I don't think he should do that. I think he should give it to all of us.
Okay.
He made known unto who? Me. Verse 3. What? What did he make known? The mystery. As I wrote afore in a few words. Look at verse 4. Again, phrase by phrase. Verse 4. Whereby, when you read, you may what? What does he want them to understand? What's the next word? Oh, you're just following a man. Shame on you. We got the Holy Ghost. We don't need this. You may understand what? My knowledge in the mystery of Christ. God's man for men. Those that have eternal life recognize eternal life. And then they receive the life. Then they receive the life. Men chosen by God.
Hombre escogido por Dios.
With eternal life.
Con vida eterna.
Recognize eternal life.
Reconoce vida eterna.
In a non-eternal vessel.
En un vaso no eterno.
And then they receive the life from that vessel, through that vessel that comes to them. Is this scripture? Is this right or wrong? Okay. When you read, you may understand my knowledge of the mystery of Christ, verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men. Okay. As it is now revealed, read the rest out loud with me, unto his holy apostles and prophets. By. Oh, Daniel, that shouldn't be. We should rewrite that. This is one of those passages you give out to people and say, do you want some scissors? Here, cut this out. You don't like it. Hand them their Bible back with holes in it. See where it gets them, right? We just cut out the parts we don't like.
Cortamos las partes que no nos gustan.
Okay.
Está bien.
He reveals them unto his apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
Pastores y profetas por el Espíritu.
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs,
heirs, gentiles sean coherederos,
and of the same body,
y miembros del
and
mismo
partakers
cuerpo,
of the promise of Christ by the Holy Ghost.
Cristo Jesús por medio del Evangelio.
Verse 7, wherefore I was made a minister,
del cual yo fui hecho ministro,
according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me, here it is.
Aquí está.
There's the same word, by the effectual working.
Según la operación de su poder.
Where does God put his energy?
¿Dónde Dios pone su energía?
Where's the operation of God?
¿Dónde está la operación
where
de
that
Dios?
Raise, something raises me up with Christ
¿dónde está lo que me
by faith in the operation of God? Where does, how does he operate?
¿Cómo está?
By putting his word and his spirit into men that brings it to other men at their expense for their help, to help them, to give them life. God's pattern. Okay. Making sense? Okay. Ephesians chapter 4, I'm going to try to get. Ephesians 4, verse 15 and 16. And here's chapter 4 is the fivefold ministry.
Capítulo cuatro,
men for men.
Hombre por hombre.
What's it do?
¿Qué hace?
For the perfection of the saints.
Para la perfección de los santos.
To do what? Bring them to the fullness of this measure of this fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ.
A la estatura de Jesucristo.
Okay, verse 15.
Versículo 15.
But speaking the truth in love.
Sino siguiendo la verdad en amor,
you may grow up into him in all things, which is the head.
En aquel que es la cabeza.
Listen, the vessels are never the head.
Los vasos nunca son la cabeza.
They only point to the head.
Tan solo apuntan hacia
the vessel is just a vessel.
El vaso es tan solo un vaso.
God's using me. It hurts.
Está haciendo.
I would rather use somebody else.
Prefiero
but I love him so much, I'm a bond slave.
Pero lo amo tanto, abundantemente.
And I love his word, and I love him,
lo
but I'm doing it because he wants to get to you.
Porque él quiere
and this is how he does it.
Y esto es okay? Como lo hace. Está bien?
There you go.
Ahí está.
Grow up into the head, even Christ,
a un Cristo,
from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact
bien conectado y unido entre sí,
by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working
que te ayudan mutuamente,
of the measure in every part.
Según la actividad
there's that word.
Propia de cada miembro.
Now it comes to me. That energy comes down into me
ahora esa energía viene a mí.
Through the words of the prophets, through the words of the apostles, through the words of the fivefold ministry,
profetas, del quinto
the effectual working of the measure of every part.
De la medida de cada cuerpo,
You know, people can be so offended by the word of God, can't they?
La gente puede ofenderse tanto por la palabra de Dios, ¿no es así?
Yeah, they don't like the Bible, actually.
No les gusta la Biblia.
Yeah. Okay, Philippians 3.
Filipenses 3.
Let's go there.
Vamos ahí.
Here again.
Aquí una vez más.
20 and 21.
20 y 21.
For our conversation is in heaven.
Nuestra ciudadanía está en los
cielos. Our life source, our life style, our life everything, nature.
Toda naturaleza.
It's not here.
No está aquí.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
From whence also we look for the Savior, Jesus Christ.
No, también esperamos al Salvador, al Señor Jesús.
Who shall change our vile body,
el cual transformará el cuerpo de la humillación,
that it might be fashioned nuestra, like his, to his glorious body,
al cuerpo de la gloria suya.
According to the working. There is that word, according to that energy that is able to subdue all things. Sure, it's there for you. Sure, it's always there for you. Does God love you? Does he want to bear you on his wings? Does he want to work his word out? Absolutely. In fact, you're the reason Paul suffered. You're the reason Jesus had to suffer. You're the reason Irenaeus, right? And Columbo. And all of them down through the ages. Why did they suffer? Because of people had, I have to get their word to them. Same thing in this day, right? Okay, according to the working. Now, the next two, interestingly enough, that word is used. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. The same energy can be worked, that same word, for the enemy, Satan's men for his men. Oh, isn't that interesting? God's men and his men, Satan's men and his men. Okay. Chapter 2, 8 through 12. Then shall that wicked be revealed, God, Satan's men for his men. Come on, you guys, same thing. Whom the Lord will consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Okay, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. Satan pours his energy in his men too. Isn't it interesting? Okay. And then for this reason, now listen, that same word for energy, verse 11, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion. Strong delusion is that word. An energy that makes them, yeah, say, how do you not see a serpent seed everywhere, right? All right, now, before, well, I'm doing pretty good, actually.
So,
Colossians, and this is the last scripture. But I'm going to go through 12 verses of it because we're seeing the same thing that we saw in Ephesians chapter 3 and all over the rest. Why Melchizedek? Why was Melchizedek to the Hebrews? Why is God's men? Why did they have to see it? This thing that they never could recognize, but other people could. And here it is. What do you recognize? As the seed of God, you recognize eternal life in an uneternal life. Okay? Where other people can say, no, all I see is uneternal. That's strange. I see something. No, I hear something. I see something.
No, miro algo,
and there's
algo.
Eternal life in there.
Ahí hay vida eterna.
Right?
Correcto.
And then when, what did we say last week? When you see it,
cuando lo miramos,
how did we end last week? When you see it, you receive
tú la miras,
it.
Tú la recibes.
Okay?
¿También?
It comes to you.
Viene a usted.
Bears us all on eagle's wings. Okay. Colossians chapter 2, we're starting at the beginning. Okay. Here's Paul.
Aquí está Pablo.
Okay. How well did he know these people?
¿Qué también él conoce esta gente?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
How well did they know him?
¿Qué también
how much time did he spend with them?
¿Cuánto tiempo él pasó con ellos?
But there was a love affair with what he had and what he was giving them.
Amor.
For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you.
Porque quiero que sepas cuán gran lucha sostengo.
Well, why would he feel that way?
Porque él se sentiría de
because
esa manera.
The Spirit of Christ is in his man.
Porque el Espíritu de Cristo estaba en este hombre.
The Spirit of Christ is always in his man.
El Espíritu de Cristo está todo el tiempo en su hombre.
Right?
Correcto.
Abraham. Praying for people he didn't even know. Lord, if there's 10.
Orando por gente que
Lord, if there's 5. Lord, if there's 1. Right? That was the Spirit of Christ. Look at Moses, Spirit of Christ in Moses. Oh, God, take me. Did Moses suffer? Was it Moses' expense?
Moisés.
That he brought people into the promised land.
Que trajo gente a la tierra prometida.
See, do you understand? It's all through the word, isn't it? It's all through scripture.
Okay.
Here it is in Paul now. What great conflict I have.
Qué gran conflicto yo tengo.
And for them that are in Laodicea.
Por aquellos que están en Laodicea.
For as many as have not seen my face in the flesh.
¿Cuántos han mirado mi cara en la carne?
Well, who's he in contact with?
¿Quién está él en contacto?
And how was he in contact with them?
¿Y cómo estaba él en contacto?
Because
con
there
ellos.
Was no personal contact.
Porque no había un contacto personal.
But they heard the words that God gave him to speak.
Escuché las palabras que Dios le dio a él para hablar.
And when he heard the words, they heard the words that God gave that man to speak. There was a conflict in his heart, something to help these people.
Algo para ayudar a esta gente.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 2, that their hearts might be comforted,
para que sus corazones sean confortados,
being knit together in love,
y sean unidos en amor,
and unto all riches and full assurance of understanding.
Para alcanzar todas las riquezas de pleno entendimiento,
I want them to be solid.
Quiero ser sólido.
I want them to be feel assured in their souls and
quiero
in their
que
hearts.
Están seguros en sus
I almas. Want them on solid ground.
Les quiero en piso sólido.
Is that love?
¿Es eso amor?
Is that the Spirit of Christ?
Es el Espíritu de Cristo? Sí.
Listen, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God,
al conocimiento del misterio de Dios,
and of the Father,
y del Padre,
and of Christ.
Y de Cristo.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Now,
ahora,
other versions or other translations leave out the Father,
otras traducciones,
to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God,
para el conocimiento
that is Christ.
De Dios, el cual es Cristo.
What did Brother Branham preach on this day?
¿Qué el hermano Branham
What's the mystery of God?
¿Cuál es el misterio de Dios?
Christ.
Cristo.
And what's that revealed?
¿Y a quién
and what did Brother Branham say about that message?
It's
an explanation for his whole ministry.
This
is the mystery upon all which all other mysteries hinge off of. This is the main mystery of God, is the mystery of Christ. What is the mystery of Christ? Come on, you guys. God in.
Dios dentro.
True or not true?
Verdad o verdad.
What is the mystery of Christ? God in. God manifested.
Dios manifestado.
And somehow people with eternal life recognize that, listen to it, receive it, and become it. Okay? So all this, I got to get them to this ministry. The first church age and the last.
Okay?
Had to get them to Christ, the mystery of God revealed. To full assurance. I love that.
Para
I want them to have assurance. And a spiritual understanding. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, which is Christ.
Del misterio de Dios,
now, this is the same thing.
Padre Cristo.
This is Hebrews
cosa.
1,
este es Hebreos
Hebrews
1,
3,
Hebreos 3,
Hebrews 4.
Hebreo
Here's the revelation of the Father, of Christ,
Padre,
of the
Cristo,
Son. It's all the mystery
hijo.
Of God.
Es todo el misterio de Dios.
God is in his man for men.
Dios está en su hombre para los
God
hombres.
Is in his man for men. Something just hit me again. Please don't go back. Don't go back. This is what is God doing in this for you today? What is happening when you connect with the word of God given to you? What eternal life are you receiving? What is happening when you say, oh, I believe this word, but in a spiritual realm, God is taking you on wings to carry you over into the promise?
Are
you with me? Let's tie all of these things together. Is it making sense now? Okay, this is the same thing as Paul said to the Ephesians. Okay, verse 4. In this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Okay, come on now. Verse 5 that we read. No man takes his glory unto himself, but he that is called of God. Right? Here's the position. I'm here to bring you. I'm a vessel that God speaks. I speak what I hear. I speak what I hear. You hear. You receive it, and when you receive it, you receive it eternal life. Verse 5. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you. Oh, come on. How's that happen? He's a man. He's in flesh. Where's he riding from? Who's he riding to? How far away are they? Something's going on in the spiritual realm right there. I am with you in the Spirit. Join. What's the next word? Beholding. Now, how does that happen, Pete? How did Paul behold their order?
Mirando, como Pablo mira.
There was a spiritual connection between the Spirit of God that lifted him up, that connected him to the people that he hadn't even seen yet. Okay, but the words that they had heard and the words that he still wanted to give them, those words had already done something and grounded them, but he wanted to give them more. So here, God is in his word.
Dios está en su palabra.
Exodus 19.
Exodus 19.
Well, we made this decision. Well, we heard this man. Well, we decided to follow God's view. I bore you on eagle's wings.
Los llevé en alas de águila.
Here's Peter. Here's Andrew. Here's Matthew.
Mateo.
Here's the disciples. I heard some words. I can't explain it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a little confused. God's view. I chose you before the foundation. I'm burying you. I'm keeping you. You don't realize it, but I'm keeping you and holding you. There you go, Marianne. Do you believe that? Does he love you, sis?
¿Te ama, hermana?
There you go.
Ahí está.
Isn't this wonderful, all
no,
this stuff?
Maravilloso, todo
okay. Let's go back.
No se regresa.
Beholding your order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Sostén tu fe en Dios.
Verse 6. Very interesting.
Muy interesante.
As ye therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord.
Por tanto, de la manera que habéis recibido al Señor Jesucristo.
Had these guys ever seen Jesus?
¿Han estos hombres mirado a Jesús?
So where and how did they receive Jesus?
¿Cómo ellos recibieron a Jesús?
And did they in fact receive Jesus?
Y de hecho ellos recibieron a Cristo.
Did these people receive Christ Jesus the Lord?
¿Recibieron a Cristo el Señor?
And how did they?
¿Y cómo lo hicieron?
Through Paul, through what?
A través de Pablo.
They never saw him.
Nunca lo miraron.
But they heard his words and read his words. And through that, a spiritual happening happened. And that spiritual happening, God is in his word. Is this becoming more of a reality to you? God is in his word. When that word is received, eagle's wings happen. Things in the spirit are open. God keeping you happens. God growing you happens. God taking you home happens. Something goes on in the spiritual realm. God is in his word. Oh, are you with me? And having therefore received Jesus Christ. I love that. They received it through the preaching of Paul. So walk ye in him. So walk ye in him. Okay? How do they walk in Christ? Never having seen him personally, never been with him personally. There's a word going, that word that they received, the word that they believed, that came through an uneternal life, that was bearing eternal life, that life came in them, and all of a sudden a life happens that helps them overcome the situations of life they are surrounded in and they are walking in Christ. That's a miracle. God is in his
palabra.
I hope this is becoming more real than it ever has. God is in his word. Yeah. Verse 7. Through the preaching of Paul, they were rooted and built up in him.
A través de la predicación de Pablo, ellos fueron arraigados.
Through the preaching of Paul, they were established in the faith.
Fueron establecidos en la fe a través de la predicación de Pablo.
As ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Abundantemente en acciones de gracias.
Beware lest any man spoil you through the philosophy and vain deceit and the traditions of men after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ.
Mirad que nadie os engañe por medio de filosofías y huecas sutilezas según las tradiciones de los hombres conforme a los rudimentos del mundo y no según Cristo.
Here's the thing.
Aquí está la cosa.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Men are going to come around.
Hombres van a venir.
It's always been this way.
Ha sido siempre así.
Man sees the real thing.
El hombre mira la cosa real.
Only the elect sees the real thing. Only the elect sees eternal life in an uneternal
vessel.
Vida
eterna en un vaso no eterno.
Those that are not,
aquellos que no son,
listen, please.
Escucha, por favor.
Those that are not the elect,
aquellos que no son los elegidos,
love with envy what they see.
Aman con envidia lo que ellos miran.
But they don't have the revelation of what they see.
Pero no tienen la revelación de lo que
so they copy it.
So, entonces ellos lo copian.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
False anointed ones at the end time. Well, where do you think that happened?
Falsos ungidos en el tiempo final. ¿Dónde usted piensa que eso pasa?
Look at, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit after the traditions of men.
Mire que nadie os engañe por medio de filosofías.
After the rudiments of the world.
Según las tradiciones de los hombres.
Man's thoughts.
Los rudimentos del mundo.
Man's theology. Man's teaching. But not the teaching of Jesus.
Pero no la enseñanza de Cristo.
You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
Hey, you guys. Keep your fingers there, but go to Ephesians 4.
Vaya Efesios 4.
Verse 14.
Efesios 4.
This is the same thing, Paul. Right after they receive the revelations of the Father, of Christ, and of the Son. Okay. Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Finished. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children. Tossed to and fro. Carried about by every wind of doctrine. What's the next phrase? By the sleight of men. What's the next phrase? Cunning craft. What's the next phrase? There's a spirit in them. There's a spirit in people that do not have the revelation, that do not have this recognition of eternal life in life. So they'll follow any religious thing that comes along that says, I am of Christ. And they are not of Christ, and they say, Ephesians, church age. And I commend you because you try those that say they are apostles and are not. They have to have discernment because there's going to be people trying to bring the rudiments of the world that are not Jesus Christ. Are you understanding? Do you know this is a critical thing? Recognizing by revelation, where is eternal life? Who has the words of eternal life? What did Peter say? Father, where could we go? You, what was the next word?
You have.
Isn't that interesting? Well, I could go to the Sanhedrin. No, you alone. Do you know how hard it is for a man to look at a human and say, you alone have the words of eternal life?
Hombre, tú estás solo después de
Do you want to stir up a fight, Marianne?
¿Quieres empezar algo, una pelea?
Huh? Brother Daniel.
Hermano Daniel.
You understand that, don't you?
¿Entiendes eso, no?
There's nothing more offensive
no hay nada más ofensivo
today or ever has been
y nunca ha sido
than to look at human flesh and say there's eternal life inside
y mirar
there.
A carne humana y decir, ahí hay vida eterna.
than Spuyten's words.
Son
right, Daniel?
De desprecio. ¿No es correcto, Daniel?
All right. Verse 9.
Versículo 9.
For in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. 9 and 10.
Porque en él habita corporalmente toda la plenitud de Dios, y vosotros estáis completos en él, que es la cabeza de los principados y potestad.
Who did Paul point to?
¿A quién apuntaba Pablo?
Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo.
Who did he say they were complete in?
¿Quién dice que él estaba completados en?
Did he ever say, he said, follow me as I follow Christ because I'll lead you to him. But where did he want to lead them?
Porque él quería
to Jesus Christ.
¿A quién? A Jesucristo.
What is the message of the hour?
¿Cuál es el mensaje de la hora?
To lead us to Jesus Christ.
Llevarnos a Jesucristo.
Who do we always point to?
¿A quién apuntamos?
To Jesus Christ.
A Jesucristo.
Do we point to the vessel?
Apuntamos
We're
a
thankful
vaso?
For the vessel
apuntamos
that leads us to him. But our love is Jesus. Our love will always be Jesus. But through that eternal life vessel, we see the real Jesus. And there's a difference between life and death. The others pick out a Jesus that they want, that they like. They'll create their own. But the vessel of eternal life, at his own expense, brings the people to the true Jesus Christ.
A la gente, al verdadero Jesucristo.
Okay. Well, this is an amazing chapter, isn't it?
Este es un capítulo sublime.
And you are complete in him, verse 10,
which
you are complete in Jesus Christ.
Que es la cabeza
the fullness
de
of the head of all principality and power, in whom
en él,
something happens. See, you receive the words of eternal life. Something happens in a spiritual realm. What happens? You are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. There's words with wings again. Beyond the mind and carried into the Spirit of God. In putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Question.
Pregunta.
Did Christ circumcise their hearts?
¿Cristo circuncidó sus corazones?
He's writing this to the believers.
Él está escribiendo esto a los creyentes.
Brother Daniel, how did their hearts get circumcised? Christ didn't do it.
Son
did Christ come down in the form of flesh and say, let me circumcise your heart? How did that happen?
¿Cómo eso pasó?
It happened through the Word.
Pasa a través de la palabra.
The effectual working of the power of the Word of God,
del poder de Dios,
spoken through a man of his choice,
hablada a través de su, del hombre de su escogencia,
buried with him,
llevado con él,
in baptism, where also you are raised with him,
bautismo, donde usted
through the faith,
con él.
There we go, the operation
la fe
of God.
De la operación de Dios.
Isn't God amazing?
¿No es Dios sublime?
Can't you see?
¿Puede usted mirar?
Now, ahora, let's not look back.
No vamos a mirar hacia atrás.
Let's look at today.
Vamos a mirar hoy.
What's happening in the spiritual realm when you hear the words
en el campo espiritual
of this message?
La voz de este mensaje,
and this becomes
y esto llega a ser
more real,
más real
and not just a not just something to know.
No tan solo algo para saber.
This becomes a spiritual happening
esto
in me.
Llega a ser un acontecimiento
this,
espiritual
David,
en mí.
Becomes a spiritual happening
esto
in
David
you.
Llega a ser un acontecimiento
this
espiritual
becomes
en ti.
From something on paper and
algo
ink
llega a ser de algo de papel y tinta,
to a spiritual happening
a
inside of your soul, transforming you,
alma, transformándote,
taking you,
llevándote,
burying you on eagle's wings,
llevándote
keeping
en
you,
de,
holding you,
sosteniéndote,
okay,
¿está bien?
Unto that perfect day.
Hacia
Do you love him?
Cosa perfecta.
My goodness, musicians, would you come? You know,
¿sabe?
This is on my heart. He won't let me go.
Esto está en mi corazón. Él no me permite irme de eso.
Man shall not live by bread alone,
el hombre no vivirá de pan solamente,
but by every word
pero por cada palabra
that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Sale de la boca de Dios.
Did God speak to us?
Dios nos habló a
nosotros. Are his words just as real as they were the day when he spoke through Moses or Elijah or Joshua? Come on, you guys, or David. Are those words? Okay, but do you know what? Man without revelation will pick at the words. What about this word? And they'll do all kinds of questions. But the revelation knows that the word is only given by revelation. And there's a settledness of something in your heart. I don't have to pick. I don't have to choose. I don't even have to worry about what word. But what about this word? Well, what about that? Well, you know, should I buy a Ford? Yeah. Come on. The church is built on the revelation of what? Jesus Christ. Does Ford have anything to do with the revelation? Does Press Play have anything to do? Come on, you guys. It's a revelation upon whom all the mysteries of God are healed. The mystery of the revelation of God, which is Christ. It's him. All things point to him. All things are for him. All things are through him. All things are to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever. Let's stand. I sing praises to his name. Thank you, Jesus. I sing praises to your name, O God.
Praises to your name,
O Lord, for your name is great, greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great, greatly to. Oh, we know his name, let's sing it. Oh, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, Jesus.
Out of everything that try to conquer us, Father.
that we belong to you.
You take care of us.
What a wonderful thing that is to know about and to praise that. Price, man. It wasn't cheap. We love you so
thank
much,
you,
man.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive each and every word. Praise. That's what we are here, man. Praise you. To love you. Everyone in your hands, for my children, man. Every sick person, they don't have to be, they have been healed already. By your disciples,
amen.
You're giving us everything.
Thank you, Lord.
They don't have to even be worried about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for that. Thanks for your revelation, man.
As he put his energy that I'm raised by, raised in Jesus Christ for the resurrection of the dead. I'm raised by my revelation in the faith of where he puts his energy. Where did he put his energy? In his word that he puts in his men for us. They see it, they recognize it, they hear it, they listen, they receive it, they become it. Okay, from last week, can we just say it real quickly? When I see it, I receive it. Can you say that with me? When I see it, I receive it. Look all through the scripture. Look from Genesis to Revelation and see if that's not true. God bless you.